Today on the podcast, Ben and Dan do stuff and talk about stuff. Yeah, I'm playing the Wet Hot American Summer theme song because that's an awesome show and you should all be watching it.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to finish that up actually after this podcast. So we're recording on a Wednesday night. If something interesting happens on Thursdays, well, check the Twitter. Maybe we'll talk about it there. Check the website. Maybe we'll talk about it there.
What happens on Thursdays?
I don't know, but so vital information. I'm Ben.
I'm Dan.
And the Twitter is at BSB Fantasy Board.
Now at over 20, nope, at 22 followers, not over, just 22.
You say over 20, that leaves a lot open to the imagination.
Yeah. Could be 29 even, people
could
think.
Could be 90.
Well, people just go right on and figure it out, but still.
Yep. So yeah, follow us there if you're not, which most of you aren't. Get at us on broadstreetbeat.com/fantasy. And yeah, we'll put some articles out here in the future. We've been pretty low on the hashtag content on the website, but you know, busy people.
It's our little baby so far. It's only been out there for like a week, so
yeah, you gotta crawl before you can walk.
Yeah,
and a lot of other football players out there are gonna have to crawl for a while as opposed to walking.
Oh, like Arian Foster,
Darren McFadden, but we'll get to all that later. So
I feel like I'd rather get like a rascal or something instead of crawling.
That'd yeah, really. You just see like instead of I went to a Ravens game one time and. I had a Todd Heap jersey on, and the entire game, Todd Heap was just on the sideline riding a bike. Didn't go in the game once.
Oh.
That'd be funny if he was sitting there riding a rascal just around in, like, circles.
He'd be in a heap of trouble if he did that.
Hey! You see, like, who's the backup there now in Baltimore?
Pitta? Or is he starting?
Yeah.
Ed Dixon? Is he still
Dixon,
there?
Let's see. The depth. It's,
It just says Dennis.
Oh, Max Williams, the rookie. Yeah, they're like, Max, you got to warm up. You need to practice. Go chase Matt Schaub around on a rascal.
Max Williams will sign up for that.
Oh, God. So, that was some fun nonsense. The method we're going to... Method? What's the word I'm looking for? The format we're going to use going forward in the next couple of weeks leading up to the season now. We're just going to break down the divisions and the fantasy relevance of the players in there two at a time.
Let's go by geographical region mostly. We'll do the North today, right? Does that sound important?
Yeah. We're going to start with the AFC North and the NFC North just because the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing in the Hall of Fame game on Sunday. Dude, there's actually football on Sundays.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Even if it's just preseason, this is going to be the first of many weekends. It's not going to be until February where there's not going to be football on a Sunday.
The people from home can't tell because they're not looking right now, but I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. You are. You're running around the room chasing Max Williams on a rascal.
I don't know how he got in here, but I'm glad he is. Hey, Max.
Hey, guys. What's up?
It's a weird voice he's got.
I don't know. It's just, hey, Max, help yourself to anything you want in the fridge.
Okay.
His voice just changed there. All right. We should totally have some interviews like we did with Braden Shen on the old show.
Yeah, we had Eli Manning the one time, too. That was great.
Well, yeah, we should see if Eli Manning could come around next week, maybe. Okay.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. Get Johnny Football in here.
Ooh, we can get Cooper Manning. He's always up for an interview or two.
Yeah, we have a lot of connections, guys. You'll see going forward. So, should we get to this thing? Get this pony on the road?
Yeah, sure. I'll see that.
All right, so let's talk Baltimore Ravens right now. Let's just talk about fantasy relevance of all of the team in general.
Yeah.
Man, Baltimore... They kind of remind me of the New England Patriots a wee bit, just in the sense that they usually, they're really good at getting something out of nothing. Like, their rosters are never really that great on paper. There's never anybody that wows you, but they're always
they just have their moments when they get lucky. And
I don't even know if it's getting lucky. I think it's just expertly coached. It's run pretty well. But I say that because this year the team seems to have gotten just even more lackluster on paper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They lost... Who they lose? They lost Torrey Smith to the 49ers. He was more of a better like football player than fantasy football player.
Yeah.
He always kind of finished around the 20th best fantasy receiver. But
a good deep threat, but they don't need them that much for that team.
Yeah, Steve Smith will continue being their deep threat, I guess.
Perryman, too.
Yeah, so Breshad Perryman's the other wide receiver now. I know, it's never... The best when you're relying on a rookie to pretty much be your number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Steve Smith could be their number one receiver, but he's getting pretty up there.
You never count him out, though. He's always a fighter.
Yeah, the only other receivers on the roster of, like, anyone's even probably heard of, Marlon Brown.
He had a brief stint last year, but he was, his lackluster.
That's pretty much it. Is Marlon Brown, he's the dude that came over from Cincinnati?
I have no idea.
Pretty sure he is.
All right, we'll go with that.
Could be wrong, but we'll figure it out.
Could be right.
Let's figure it out.
By the way, Breshad Perriman, I've never heard of the guy until, like, the draft was saying, Todd McShay and Mel Kiper love him for his intangibles and his speed. But he also played with Blake Bortles in that system for a couple of years, so that might have been where most of his relevance came from in that program.
Marlon Brown was on the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes,
there you go.
All right, sweet. He tied the rookie record for receiving touchdowns in a season for the Ravens. Oh no, that was against the Bengals.
Oh,
I control left and I saw Bengals. What are you gonna do?
I mean, the Bengals is on the Wikipedia page. Is it good.
Marlon Smith? Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando, that's what it was.
Marlon Brando, famed Bengals receiver.
Yeah, he was a great pass catcher.
Hey guys, just want to remind you, today's show is being brought to you by Tordo's Flavor Dust, now in Habanero Ranch.
Lust the dust.
Anyway, back to football, even though Tordo's does make a pretty good product.
They do.
Yeah, Breshad Perriman, how much UCF football did you watch?
Not much of it. I really have no idea how he plays, but I've heard that he's... Definitely a speedy outside receiver, and that's kind of what his game is, like Torrey Smith was.
It would have been cool if he was a Jaguar, and then Bortles could just keep throwing to him, and they could rebuild UCF down there. But, Steve Smith, Breshad Perriman, I'm not probably going to draft them.
Yeah. They will get a lot of pass catches, though. Flacco loves the deep ball. Remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty much his bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Flacco's a reliable fantasy quarterback option.
He is.
I'm looking up...
Their backup quarterback, Matt Schaub.
Yeah, Matt Schaub. He's just the perennial journeyman these days, eh?
Yeah. He used to be a borderline pro bowler when he was with the Texans to begin with, and then he just fell off the face of the earth.
So, going back real quick, I got the ADPs pulled up.
Okay.
Breshad Perriman, he's about the 42nd ranked wide receiver. I'd feel comfortable taking him for that value.
Yeah.
So I think this year the theme is a lot of people are seeing big things coming from all these rookie wide receivers. But, you know, I feel
like last year.
Last year was the exception to the rule. You can't be expecting all of these guys to produce for you.
Yeah, the receiver draft was just as deep this year, but it's not as top-heavy as last year with Beckham, Evans, Watkins, all those guys.
Yeah, so it could be worth taking a flyer on some of these people, but I'm probably not going to be reaching for Perriman or
Steve. If he falls to me, that's great, but I wouldn't reach out for them.
Steve Smith isn't much better. He's your 38th wide receiver, so both those wide receivers are out of the top 100.
He's also like 38 years old, too, so that's a huge issue.
Don't want to age discriminate, but yeah, it's he's getting up there. But yeah, back to quarterbacks though. Flacco, if you're in a two quarterback league, I'd be comfortable having Flacco.
He's a good QB too. Yeah. High QB too.
Yeah, if you're gonna wait super long for a quarterback though, Flacco could even fall to you in a lot of drafts. He's the 17th ranked quarterback, so there's a good chance that he, you know, if you're in a league where people like to take quarterbacks early, like to draft two quarterbacks, and you're trying to play by the more traditional rules where you wait on the quarterback, you could end up with him. It's not a fate I really want to be resigned to, but I've used him as backups in the past couple seasons.
He does get a lot of touchdown passes. He does.
Yeah. He could be a good – he could even make it to the waiver wire in a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
But, we'll see how he does. And then there's, like I said, if he gets hurt, then they're doomed. So.
Matt Schaub. Bryn Renner. I don't know who that is.
I've heard that Schaub is doing just awful in practice, too. He threw, like, three interceptions in the first team drill the other day.
Oh, jeez. Poor guy.
Yep. Then I got the running back situation there. How's that looking?
You got Forsett still, who looked marvelous last year.
Yeah, especially if you're in a PPR league, Forsett would be good for you. And his ranking's only going to get a little higher now since Arian Foster's out.
Yeah.
So he was definitely your top 10 wide receivers.
Running backs?
Sorry, running backs, yeah.
I mean, you got you're going to get more rush at him, too, with Bernard Pierce gone. They tried him the first couple weeks last year.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried that they're going to try to work in Buck Allen to have him steal a lot of the carries eventually because, the new regime drafted him.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it happening. I don't think Buck Allen's ready to just come in and be like a rookie running back phenomenon.
He wasn't even that good in college. He's not ready to take over full-time over Forsett or anything.
Yeah.
They had Taliaferro, too, but...
And Buck Allen, he's got he's not listed on this chart, but I know he's got a name that isn't Buck, his first name, so.
It's like,
Javorius or something?
Javorius, I think that's what it is.
Let's look that up for you. Yeah, it's Javorius Allen. So if you're out there trying to get him in any leagues, pay attention to that. If you see a Javorius Allen, just make sure you know who that is.
Mm-hmm. He did us a favor with the Buck part.
Julio Jones's real name isn't Julio either.
Really?
Yeah, it's like something with a Q. Let's look that one up real quick, too.
Julio?
Julio Jones. No, it's Quintoris Lopez Jones.
Oh.
How do you get a Julio out of Quintoris?
If you really squint, maybe.
anyway, that's for the NFC South discussion.
Yeah.
Defense, fair variable. It's a good defense to use. You're streaming defenses anyway.
You got Jernigan on the front line. He's got a lot more playing time.
Not as gone, but...
Jernigan can definitely replace him, though, from what I've heard. They got Smith, Mosley, and Suggs, and Upshaw as their linebackers in that 3-4.
Balso Hard University.
Yeah. They got Will Hill from the Giants last year. Jimmy Smith's finally back, so their secondary isn't a dumpster fire like it was at the end of the year.
Yeah. All in all, I think they're going to just be that team that goes out there, wins like 9 or so games, maybe gets into the playoffs as a wild card.
They are going to let their fair share of points. I wouldn't go after the Ravens too hard on defense, but if it falls to you, like you're looking for someone, it's not too bad to stream with them if they play like the Browns or some team like that.
Hell, let them fall to you too. Don't pick a defense unless it's like the last round or two, guys.
Mm-hmm. And you should be streaming them too. That's what I've done the last few years. You get the most points out of that.
So that being said, let's not talk about any more defenses going forward. Pretty much every other team, though, if you get the Steelers, Browns, or Bengals defense, Browns might be the best of the bunch, man.
Yeah, they have a solid defense. Their offense is just terrible.
Yeah, Steelers defense went downhill. Browns still got Joe Hayden. So, but Bengals are our next team up. Wide receiver situation hasn't changed much. It's
still got Green there. Obvious stud.
Marvin. I think I was thinking of Marvin Jones.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He's a third wide receiver on the depth chart behind AJ Green and Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah, what do you think of Sanu this year?
I haven't even thought about Sanu, honestly. Isn't that the way it seems to normally go?
70th ranked wide receiver.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to go undrafted. I could see him being like a waiver wire pickup. That was the way he was last year. Pretty much you got him on the waiver wire. He'd give you one or two good weeks. But
I remember he was their best quarterback last year, too. He threw a couple passes. Way better than Dalton.
More reliable, like on a numbers basis when you break it all down.
Oh, exactly.
But and, you know, A.J. Green kind of has a propensity to get hurt sometimes, so Sanu could end up stepping in. Could he be one of my deep sleepers? Well, you'll have to go to the website tomorrow when your article comes out. But Brandon Tate, Denarius Moore is on them now. Yeah. I remember he was...
Their depth chart's gotten a little deeper than it was the last couple years.
He was a big guy in Oakland for a bit, but he's going to come to Cincinnati and not be much of a threat at all. Yeah. So.
Didn't take much to be a deep threat in Oakland over the past few years.
Yeah, A.J. Green, he's dropped a little bit in value. He was going like top two or three receivers the last couple seasons. Now he's the eighth ranked. He's tending to go like sometimes as late as the third round. Mm-hmm.
People don't question the talent. It's the durability that they question every year.
Yeah, I think though it makes sense where he's going right now. He's in that same tier as Randall Cobb, Alshon Jeffrey, yeah. T.Y. Hilton.
He's like a Randy Moss mold where he's like incredibly talented, but he's very frail, I guess. Very thin, so he'll have the injuries once in a while.
And he has Andy Dalton throwing to him, which is never a recipe for success. Oh. But hey, remember guys, wide receivers don't get penalized for interceptions. So,
they shouldn't, yeah.
Yeah. If he ends up on your team, you're in pretty good shape.
The running back situation is pretty good on this team, though.
It's going to be fun. It's trying to think what kind of this reminds me of. Like, it's almost a running back by committee, but not really. Hill's just too good.
They tried to do that last year, and Hill just surpassed Bernard by a lot.
Yeah, we said on last week's podcast, Hill still put up running back one numbers, even with Gio eating into his catches and running. I mean, Gio's kind of the third down back now. He'll catch a little more balls for you.
Yeah, he's a great – he's a sneaky PPR play. I wouldn't say great. Yeah. I'd say sneaky.
But and I think Gio gives Hill the opportunity to get off the field every now and then, take more of a breather. He'll keep him not injured, if you will. So it's a good tandem. I don't think – you'd be able to handcuff these guys because
they go pretty early, the two of them.
Yeah,
especially Hill. He's like an early second rounder at this point in some leagues.
Yeah, Gio's going around like the sixth round normally, so that'll probably put him in the same tier as, what are the running backs?
Maybe, that's usually like a running back three right there.
I'd be happy with Gio as a running back three.
Yeah.
Hell, he was my running back two last season in the league that I won. So. Running game is going to be good, yeah.
Let's see, the quarterback situation. Still, I'm not sure how they feel about Dalton.
Yeah, I always want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I go into every season saying, hey, he's not that bad. But every year I get proved wrong.
Yeah. So he just, every year in the playoffs, they lose in the first round because he doesn't know how to win a game.
Yeah, or then you have those like Thursday night debacles, like the one against the Browns.
Oh, four interceptions?
Points. Yeah, he had -3 fantasy points. Yeah, that was terrible. It was so bad.
Yeah, they might be ready to move on to McCarron soon. The guy was a winner at Alabama. I mean, he's a good quarterback.
Is he still dating Catherine Webb?
I think they got engaged. Yeah, they're married almost.
Yeah, he's smart, yeah. Getting that locked up before she realizes that he's a second string quarterback who doesn't have much of a future. But
cough, cough, Andy Murray.
Yeah. But we'll see, though. I'm thinking Dalton hangs on to the job, though.
He will, yeah.
The staff there likes him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still the same regime as when he got drafted with Marvin Lewis and all those guys.
Speaking of gingers, you see Red Lightning, or whatever his name is, got hired by the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, good for him.
Go look up some YouTube videos of Red. Is it Lightning or Thunder?
Red Lightning,
Red Lightning, yeah. Go look up him. He's a water boy for Florida State.
And now you see him, now you don't.
But the one that everybody wants to talk about, though, in the Bengals, Mike Nugent.
Mike Nugent.
Mike Nugent, place kicker. Great place kicker. No, I'm just kidding. Don't,
he's there.
Don't even draft a kicker this year. Get him on the waiver wire if you have to.
What else? We got tight ends, too, real quick.
Oh, yeah. Another one of my big sleepers. I love Tyler Eifert this year.
The Eifert Tower.
Yeah, just kind of rehashing last week's podcast. But the two seasons ago when he was healthy, him and Gresham put up numbers that were comparable to like a top-tier tight end like Greg Olsen.
Now Gresham's gone. So.
Yeah, Gresham's gone. He's got no competition. He got his arm injured last year in the very first game of the season. It was unfortunate. But before that happened, and
he was a first-round pick.
10 minutes in, yeah, he had 3 catches for 37 yards. Very small sample size. But we had the year before. He's going to be all right.
Yeah.
They drafted a couple of tight ends, but no one's going to take his job.
Yeah, there's like 3 rookies right here in the list in the depth chart behind him. Tyler Croft. All these guys, they're unproven. So Eifert's going to get a ton of his share of catches right away.
And if you end up waiting on tight ends, you don't get one of the elite ones or one of the semi-elite ones like Kelce or Olsen or Bennett, you know. Mm-hmm. I would be totally happy putting Eifert on my team.
Yeah.
Then maybe later if you need to pick somebody else up, you get like Safari and Jenkins as like an insurance policy.
Yeah, he's like a low-end tight end one still, Eifert.
Yeah, definitely like Eifert. Now, speaking of things we like, I like the feeling I get when I remember that my favorite team isn't the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, so good. 31 out of 32 fan base can say that.
Hang on. Talk to the people about the Browns real quick. I want to pull up a sound effect.
Let's see. Where do we start with this team? They should have had a couple of championships by now, but that team went to Baltimore.
So anyway, yeah, when you go and you say, hey, how are the Browns' fantasy prospects looking? Ask me like a serious question about that.
So Ben, when you're looking at the fantasy prospects on the Browns, how do you see this?
You got 6 more seconds on the soundbite.
Yeah, it's a lot of crickets chirping.
Oh, I guess done. Yeah. I really wanted to use that. Yeah, fantasy wasteland alert. There's nobody on the Browns I'm excited about. Nobody.
Let's see.
Who not Dwayne Bowe, not Brian Hartline, not Andrew Hawkins. The receiving core is just a clusterfuck of journeymen and unproven people.
Mediocrity doesn't do it justice. It's not a good enough word for that.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about the Rams receiving core. Which, as we've established right now, might be one of my sleepers coming from that receiving core. Stay tuned.
Best sleeper of all time.
Broadstreetbeat.com/fantasy. Article up tomorrow. But, yeah, so none of these guys I'm liking. I'm trying to think. Dwayne Bowe is probably the only one that's even in a somewhat decent draft position. Oh, no. Wide receiver 73.
Hey, if you have like a 20-team league, that's not a bad one to pick up later.
Brian Hartline doesn't even show up on this list, which is like 300 people deep.
Well, you know why? It's because their quarterback situation is muddy, too.
Yeah, so the Browns don't have a single wide receiver in the top 70.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, running back situation there is
just as bad.
Isaiah Crowell. Isaiah Crowell, I'll be fine taking him as a running back 3. I don't mind him that much. But everybody's so high on Duke Johnson. He hasn't done anything yet.
He's okay at Miami.
Yeah, the CBS Sports guys love him. Matthew Berry loves him.
He's got a cool first name. That's what, Duke?
It's like, show me something first. Yeah, I'm not going to jump on this bandwagon until I at least see a couple preseason games. And other word out of Cleveland, too, is that Terrence West isn't doing too well. I think he's getting into, like, some fights with the management there and everything. I wouldn't expect to see him around too long.
Who they got?
Quarterback.
Josh McCown.
Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel going to fight for the job.
Yeah, that's doesn't really matter. Right,
yeah, I can't even spend any more time on these guys.
Well, so tight end isn't the worst. They have Gary Barnage. I don't know him too well, but Rob Housler's not bad, the one that came over from Arizona.
Housler could have a bad, bounce back year.
He could.
Actually, I guess just a bounce year because he's not really bouncing back from anything.
He's got to get off the ground eventually. He's got to bounce. Elected.
Yeah.
He was a sleeper in fantasy a couple years ago with the Cardinals.
Well, and then the Cardinals had the 32nd ranked tight end production last year in fantasy, so maybe that's why he didn't do so good. We'll see.
Well, their defense is – I like the defense in this team, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah, defense will be okay. The only thing is they're going to be out in the field a long time, so he's going to get tired. But
and the offensive line's good, but anything fantasy relevant is not good on this team. That's for sure.
Yeah, so avoid the Browns at all costs. Last team in the division, Pittsburgh Steelers. Got a lot of fantasy gems here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Got Le'Veon Bell. His suspension got reduced to 2 games. Much more viable pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still probably not going to take him early just because I don't want to deal with the 2-game suspension.
If he falls to me, like pick 6 or something, I wouldn't mind scooping him up.
I was going to even say like pick 4. I think 4 is like my threshold. I would take him 4. There. But like say you're drafting AP, Jamal Charles, and
Lacy probably.
Lacy are off the board. Yeah, I could take him.
He's probably RB 4 at this point.
Yeah, so no red flags on him. If you're okay with dealing with the 2-week suspension, definitely take him. Not much more needs to be said. The guy's a fantasy beast.
Yeah, probably pair him with Trey Mason from the Rams before Gurley takes his job eventually.
Yeah, or you could even get D'Angelo Williams, the backup running back there.
That's true. He's proven.
Not a great running back, but he'll do in a pinch for, the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Heath Miller at tight end, I don't like him at all. He tends to have one good game every once in a while and then just gets you like 2 catches for 20 yards the rest of the way.
He's one of those the big name syndrome. This is a syndrome made up just a second. You could probably get him, and once he has that good week, try to trade him to someone that's not as experienced in the league about it.
I flipped him for Pierre Garçon last season because I needed receivers pretty bad.
That's a pretty good move.
Nah, I thought I got a good deal, but Garçon didn't do anything either.
Really?
It was just 2 bad players being traded. But I had too many tight ends as it was last year. Receiving core is looking good. Antonio Brown, nothing to be said. Take him early. Don't feel bad about yourself.
They got Marcus Wheaton.
Word is Marcus Wheaton is above Martavis Bryant on the depth chart right now.
Yeah, he's...
Which not many people are expecting because Wheaton really didn't prove himself last season despite being a sleeper in a lot of people's lists.
He's still a pretty raw receiver in general, but Martavis Bryant's more of the deep threat that Perriman is supposed to be in the Ravens.
Wheaton should be your slot guy, and Martavis will be on the outside.
Mm-hmm. And Brown just catches everything.
The thing is, Bryant kind of runs these routes where he just goes straight and just tries to burn people with speed, and you're going to have Antonio Brown on the other side, who's probably going to draw a lot of double coverage already. So it's a lot easier for the other cornerback to take Martavis Bryant when he's just running that simple route than Marcus Wheaton, who can, kind of stutter step a lot, get around him a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of feel like Wheaton could end up being a little better than Bryant.
He has that potential there. It's up to him to realize it.
Yeah, so I'm not out on Wheaton. I'd like to give him another chance, but I wouldn't take him too early. Would you draft Martavis Bryant or Marcus Wheaton first?
I'd probably go Bryant first of these two right now.
Yeah, it seems to be the play.
He'll get that deep ball every time.
Yeah, he's going right now out of the Bryants. He's the middle of the pack. And Matt Bryant, the kicker, is not going ahead of him. But Des Bryant surely is. So
that's a nice middle ground to have.
Yeah.
Which is like everyone in the league.
Bryant's going end of the 5th, beginning of the 6th right now, kind of in the Jarvis Landry range. And Wheaton's going much, much later. You could probably get him undrafted in a lot of leagues. So
if you're in a dynasty league, might not be bad to pick up for the future. Sammy Coates.
Sammy Coates,
beastly out of Auburn. And if Bryant and Wheaton don't prove themselves as the wide receiver 2 on this team, he could overtake them next season.
Which could very well happen. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and Coates is another guy you could probably get undrafted this season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dynasty leagues definitely pick him up.
I think this might be my favorite depth chart of receivers that I pat, like, 3rd and 4th each position. They got Darius Hayward-Bey, 3rd right wide receiver here.
This is a do-or-die year, though, for Wheaton and Bryant, especially Wheaton. So we'll see what he brings to the table.
And Devin Gardner, the old Michigan quarterback, is a receiver on the Steelers now.
Oh, he is. Is he the dude who wore number 98?
Yeah, it was for someone. I forgot. I don't really know too much about Michigan football, but it was for some old player.
I love the move though. We don't have enough quarterbacks whose numbers are in the 90s.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's go to the position here. They got quarterback real quick, I guess.
Yeah, I'll just say Ben Roethlisberger. Let's not forget, he's not a good human being.
No.
But that aside, we're not here to judge morality. Y'all probably like him, you Steeler fans out there, because, I don't know, maybe you're into bad human beings. But
it's not a fantasy good person league. It's a fantasy football league, and he's a decent football player.
But grudges aside, he's a good quarterback. He's definitely underrated. Mm-hmm. He's pretty underrated, I think.
Every year he comes in, no one likes him because he's always Ben Roethlisberger, but he puts up numbers.
He torched me last season. I played against him that week. He had like 50 points. Yeah, and then he went out and did it again 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, QB6, that's not bad.
Actually, QB6 sounds about right. Yeah. I'd say he's pretty fairly rated. Because, mm-hmm. let's see, he's going ahead of him. Obviously, you got your Rodgers and Luck. Probably Breeze, Manning ahead of him.
And Wilson.
Wilson, yeah, six.
Yeah, six is perfect.
Okay, yeah, he's in his rightful spot.
He's right there with the Tony Romos, Philip Rivers, and Eli Mannings. A little bit ahead of them.
If I was going to reach for a quarterback, I could see taking him. Mm-hmm. ADP right now is putting him around the fifth round. So I don't know if I take him in the fifth round, but if you're in a league that favors quarterbacks, you know, go for it by all means.
Oh, absolutely.
Liking him this year.
Yeah, defense is a little young, so the offense will be on the field pretty often.
And, that's your AFC North recap?
Preview?
Preview, yeah.
Preview cap.
So, let's move on to the NFC.
Seems to start with,
let's do Chicago. Just keep the alphabetical order going. How are we doing on time here?
27 minutes? All right.
Yeah, don't want to go over an hour, that's for sure. So, okay, Chicago Bears. Wide receiving core. This is the year that Alshon Jeffrey steps up, I'm telling you.
They liked him more than Brandon Marshall last year anyway. And now that he's gone, and they have a lot of rookies and unproven guys in the roster, so he's going to get a lot more retention from defenses as well.
Yeah, but he was already getting a lot of attention from defenses last year because Marshall was out for so many weeks, and he proved that he could handle it. The dude's, like, freakishly tall, too. That's so true. He's going to go up there and get his.
It's scary how tall he is.
Yeah, so he was my wide receiver one last year and probably one of the more consistent pieces on my team, which... But, you know, if he's your wide receiver one, you probably have a team that's like mine.
More running back.
Just good enough to almost win a championship but not quite do it. So, you got Eddie Royal in the mix now.
Yeah, they got him as a slot receiver there. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to steal too many.
He always gets that one game of like three touchdowns like he did last year. And usually, he just goes quiet the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's usually in the beginning too. Like Martellus Bennett. He does that too. The tight end for the Bears. Always fizzles out.
So if you're looking for a real quick boost week one or two, get one of those guys.
Yeah, get your Bears. Use your Bears players early and often, then maybe think about flipping them.
Yeah, Royal loves September weather.
Yeah. Maybe not in Chicago, though. I think it's already like 5 degrees there at that time.
If they're lucky.
And then the other wide receiver on that depth chart is Kevin White, who was brought in the draft, expected to contribute pretty early.
He's an athletic stud but coming out of the combine there.
Yeah, but he's having a bit of trouble these days at camp. He's got an injury that nobody's really revealed the nature of just yet. So it says here he's been sidelined for more than 6 weeks so far.
What does he have? Does it say anything?
No.
Shin. It says shin on there.
It says shin.
Yeah. Mm. So it's probably like a bruise or something. I don't know. I don't have a doctor here.
I still see him playing week one. I feel like his ADP is going to take a bit of a hit because of this.
Oh, yeah.
But I would still...
When he comes back, though, he'll get some numbers.
Yeah, I could draft him. I wouldn't want him any higher than a wide receiver. Four, though, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
There's better value out there. But Alshon Jeffrey, yeah, loving Alshon Jeffrey this year. And like I said earlier with the Ravens, the interceptions don't count against your receivers. So, you know, Jay Cutler likes to just chuck them up there, and he gets intercepted a lot. But fortune favors the bold, so there's going to be a lot of good weeks that Cutler will produce you, too.
Yeah, I had him one team last year, lost in the finals because they sat him that one week, but... And, I probably could have won if Cutler played.
And I had him too, and I won the finals with Kyle Orton as my backup. But Cutler got me to the finals, man. I can't hate on the dude.
Yeah, he's actually a sneaky good fantasy quarterback.
He's going at quarterback 20 right now, the 20th quarterback off the board.
Yeah, wait and get him, man.
Yeah, that's a travesty, but that's smart for you. I would pay attention to him. Like,
yeah, he led the league in interceptions, but they don't count for too much against you. It was like 2 points.
Yeah, and you know, if you're kind of guy who likes to draft a backup quarterback, maybe you get him and then you get like Bridgewater or Alex Smith as an insurance policy. I don't draft two quarterbacks. It's not worth the roster spaces. And if I got Jay Cutler in, say, the 12th or 13th round this year, I'd be happy. I'd be okay with that.
The team throws the ball, too, because their running backs are more of, like, Matt Forte is more of a pass catcher than a running, like a traditional running back.
Well, I said last week, too, Matt Forte was the fourth highest receptions in the league last year out of all players, including wide receivers. So he's going to get a lot of catches, a little dump routes.
I actually like Cutler a lot. They got Adam Gase that came in from, I forget where he come from, San Francisco, I think. He's a pretty good offense coordinator. I mean, that's a new regime, so they're going to try some different things with Cutler. It'll be a bounce-back year for him.
Yeah, and speaking of Forte, I like him this year. He's going a little bit too low, I think, too. Last year, he was one of the most consistent options. I had him week in and week out on my team. Running back 6 right now.
It actually seems about right. Stays in front of him.
Well, actually, I think his ADP is going up a little bit because of Arian Foster getting hurt and everything.
That's appropriately rated, though.
I'd much rather have Matt Forte on my team than C.J. Anderson, LeSean McCoy, Justin Forsett.
All those guys,
Maybe even Marshawn Lynch.
That's a close one, too, yeah.
Close call, but...
Every year, I keep waiting for Marshawn to finally hit the point where... Because he's like 30 years old now. I'm waiting for that decline, but he hasn't shown it yet.
That's the same with Forte, though, yeah. And if you're in a PPR league, you got to own him. He just gets so many catches for you. Jaquizz Rodgers came to town from Atlanta. Kadeem Carey's still behind him, but none of those guys are going to take his job.
You know what I like, too? If you have a Dynasty League format, Jeremy Langford, he was really good at Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the team's lost, like, 3 games in the last 2 years. Like, they're one of the best teams in the country, but they'd never make it to that, like, championship game or anything.
That's true, yeah. I always forget the Bears drafted him.
Yeah, he's pretty good, man. I don't know if he's going to get much time this year, but next year, definitely.
Maybe pick him up for Dynasty, yeah. But these three backup backs, I wouldn't waste any picks on them.
Not this year, yeah.
Forte is someone you have to desperately handcuff.
Yeah.
You'll be able to get these guys on waivers anyway. So, defense there, I might avoid them just because of the division they play in. But
they had a couple, they drafted a couple guys, but none of them are going to like make a difference right away.
Yeah, but and also you're going against those high-powered offenses like Green Bay, Detroit, and now Minnesota.
Minnesota too,
but we'll get to them. But let's move on to Detroit. Absolutely my favorite team to watch when it comes to fantasy. Not my favorite team, but man, they're like kind of doing like they're like my satellite favorite team lately because I always seem to end up with a ton of them on my roster.
You always do, and it seems to work.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson is going criminally low this year. His ADP right now is the 6th wide receiver off the board. 6th
wide receiver?
Which puts him...
Calvin Johnson?
Which puts him as a late second round pick. If I get like a running back in the first round and I'm able to get Calvin Johnson on the swing with like a late second round pick, I'm thrilled. I'm over the moon. Like, he's getting drafted around Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson. I mean, it's all well and good. I know he was injured for a bit last year, but he's not like one of those people like Foster or McFadden who's injury prone.
Honestly, I would take him over Beckham. Beckham had a phenomenal year last year, but I still go Calvin Johnson over him.
Oh, yeah. Not big on Beckham at all. I think when you're making, you know, I'd take Beckham if his ADP was later, but when you're making these first 2 or 3 picks, you need some stability. And it's like I said with Monte Ball last year. I don't like the small sample size. I don't like drafting on a kind of an unknown.
He's a bit of a head case, too, as you could tell from like this offseason, like everything on like Instagram and Snapchat and all those things. He's getting a little bit of trouble.
And not that like James Jones is going to come in there and do a bunch of crazy work immediately, but they are kind of getting to the point where they're having a crowded wide receiving core.
Yeah, Cruz is back. But Calvin Johnson, look, he's the most reliable receiver out there. Like, he lasts like 8 years or so.
Yeah, he was 2 years ago maybe. People wouldn't have faulted you for taking him number one overall in the draft. And I don't know what's happened to make people think that he's fallen that far, aside from his injury last year, but he was back from it rather quickly.
He was. And he still got Stafford thrown to him. The two of them have that connection going.
Yeah, Stafford's the kind of quarterback that likes to zero in on one or two guys, and believe me, Calvin Johnson is his guy, so he is going to force-feed him the ball no matter what.
Absolutely.
Golden Tate's going to get some work, but the Lions just throw so much. They're always in the top 5 for the most passing attempts in the league, so they got a lot of mouths to feed, but they're going to get fed. Actually, only two of them are going to get fed, Golden Tate and Calvin Johnson. But.
Yeah, Jeremy Ross and Corey Fuller, the next two in the depth chart, really aren't going to see as much time as you'd think.
Golden Tate's going in the late 5th round right now, wide receiver 24. It's perfect ADP. I would totally take him at that point in time. When Calvin was out last year, he went off, so he's proven that he has big playability.
He does. Even in Seattle, he had big playability.
Yeah, so love the wide receiving core there. Running back core, not as good as it used to be. We'll have to see.
Yeah, Joyke Bell's a little hurt right now. We'll see how he goes coming into the year.
Yeah, Joyke Bell hasn't started practicing yet at camp, but Yeah, it's not good, honestly, because your starting guy still there, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be a running back by committee.
They do have Theo Riddick, who's a good, nice little flyer.
And even better than him, Amir Abdullah.
Absolutely. Dynasty leagues, scoop him up.
I expect, even in redraft leagues, I would still take Amir Abdullah. He's suitable for an RB3, perhaps, if there's not a lot of RBs left on the board at that point.
Mm-hmm. Usually young at that point, yeah.
Yeah, I expect big things from him. It's just, you know, personal preferences, having Joik on my team all these years. I want to see him do well, so I'm hoping that he does. Feel like wrong drafting Amir Abdullah. But now he's gonna be all right. I think I do a lot of mock drafts, and one of the strategies I end up utilizing is just taking the whole Lions backfield. They don't have to be your starting running back, obviously, nor should they be. And you can just lock up the Abdullah-Joik Bell combo and have them ready as your wide receiver, running back three for most of the season.
Mm-hmm. You know, the tricky situation here is their tight ends.
Yeah, their tight ends don't do good. Between, you got Pettigrew, Ebron, and Fourier listed in that order on the depth chart, but I can't really tell who the starter is there.
Yeah, Pettigrew was a late first-round pick back in the day, but he's yet to prove that he's worthy of being a starting tight end anywhere.
Nah, he's just shown nothing, and Ebron was expected to contribute last year, too. He didn't do much either.
Yeah.
I guess Stafford just doesn't favor the tight ends. Like,
they'll probably go more Ebron later in the year, so I don't know what they're doing right away, though.
But their MO has always been the long ball, so it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I want to see Fourier get some more touchdowns, though, so we can watch his dances.
Yeah, when they're within 10 yards of the end zone, they're getting him the ball.
Yep.
Big, tall guy.
Then the defense got, I'd say they took a step to the left. The loss of Sue definitely hurts them.
They got Ziggy Ansah a full year now.
Yeah, and you got Haloti Ngata on the defensive line now, mm-hmm. So it's gonna be okay. They'll get theirs.
Who else? We have DeAndre Levy's one of the best outside linebackers in the game right now. He's been great.
Yeah, so there you go. Lions.
That's the Lions for you.
Feeling them.
Who's next? Packers?
Nah, Minnesota. So start a quarterback and go out right now. Give me some hot takes on Bridgewater.
Oh, love Bridgewater. He looked solid last season when he finally got a chance to start, and now they got Peterson helping him out. They'll stack the box, so give him more time to throw to like someone coming across the middle.
Yeah, he's in a good situation. They got Mike Wallace to help him out there now. Charles Johnson, he's ready to shine, yeah. I think.
Any way you can get less Cordell Patterson on your team, that's perfect.
Yeah, he was such a sleeper pick for people in the past years. I always hated
Matt Barry, cough, cough.
Yeah, you know what you did, Matt Barry.
Yeah.
He was never good.
People reach so high to get Cordell Patterson. He's just like a poor man's Percy Harvin. That's what it is.
Yeah, I love that he was some people's wide receiver too as soon as drafts were over. That's rough.
That's easy money.
But Teddy Bridgewater, though, he doesn't seem like he's going to shy away from this task either. He's someone who's ready to handle the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to stick it out, hopefully. Sean Hill's the backup, and he was pretty serviceable last year when he was on the Rams when Bradford got hurt for the 10 trillionth time.
Yeah.
So,
and they got Mike Kafka after that. Hopefully it doesn't go that far if they get hurt.
Yeah, so
please stick with Bridgewater.
And like I said, I'm just rehashing. We covered a lot of NFC North stuff last year, now that I think about it. But
we did.
Just rehashing more. I like Charles Johnson a lot this year. He's someone you can get pretty late in the draft. Let's look at his ADP.
Mike Wallace is that big name, so they're going to focus on him first. So he'll get a lot of opportunities.
And he's a big red zone threat. But Charles Johnson can break off a lot of long passes, too. He's your 41st wide receiver now. Yeah, it's definitely a sleeper.
Huh.
To write about him in the column that's coming out next week. Tomorrow.
So what, running back situation, I guess, next?
Puts him in like the 10th round or so. Nah, like 8th round.
Can't do much.
So, yeah, whatever. He's going at a reasonable place to get him. You can get him as a sleeper. Hopefully no one catches on to him.
Mm-hmm.
But tight end, Kyle Rudolph. Yeah, you get what you get with him. I was never a big Kyle Rudolph fan.
He did make the Pro Bowl that one year and won the MVP from that game, but he doesn't do too much in the regular season worthy of fantasy points.
Yeah, he's pretty much like the quarterback or the tight end equivalent of Flacco or someone. He's going around like the 18th, 20th.
Yeah, you can get him. You can get him late as a flyer, but I mean, it's not really worth going out of your way to get him right away.
He just does not excite me at all. I'm not making any reaches to get Kyle Rudolph, and if he falls to you, once again, I might recommend trying to get like Safarian Jenkins or even Vernon Davis for an insurance policy.
Yeah,
Davis is going so low this year too, man.
Yeah.
Like
at least they got to throw someone on the ball on that team.
Yeah, and at least he's proven he can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a bad year last year, but hey, tight ends—they're very slim as it is. I think you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Defense—I don't know much to say about them.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a lot of first round picks they spent on these guys from a lot of trades. The secondary looks pretty good. Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith, guys like that.
If you give a shit about kickers, I just want to remind you that Blair Walsh is kicking outside again this year. The Vikings have one more year playing at the University of Minnesota Stadium before the new one gets built.
The new one looks pretty sweet, too, from the drawings they have there.
Yeah, hopefully. If I was drafted to the Vikings, I'd be pretty pissed about that I had to spend 2 years outside in Minnesota. But, hey, the end is in sight, guys.
Can we go over the running backs yet in this?
We almost skipped over that. Christ.
That's a pretty important one.
Adrian Peterson. Well, there's nothing to say about him. He's a beast. Yeah. He's worthy of being your number one overall pick. Take him if you can get him.
Wouldn't want him as a father, but I'd love him as a RB1.
The Vikings Twitter put out a thing the other day. It was something about National Family Day, and he was on it. I'm like, come on.
There you go. Nice poster child for that. Yeah,
you can't, like, you don't give Jerick McKinnon any work on the field. Maybe you could use him for that instead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they do have some backups if Peterson does get hurt. He has in the past.
Asiata is their second backup, but he's just an oaf who has a tendency to fall forward at the 1 yard line into the end zone.
That's Asiata's game in a nutshell.
Yeah, and they're done giving him the red zone carries. I don't like Asiata this year. I think Jerick McKinnon would be a better pick for you if you're trying to handcuff AP.
Oh, yeah. McKinnon's definitely. If Peterson does go down somehow, McKinnon will be right there first.
He's a pretty good guy, McKinnon, but they don't give him the opportunities they need to, especially last year when Adrian Peterson was out.
Yeah, last year was his rookie year, though, so I mean, it's a little different, but he's proven now. He's been through the whole ordeal of training camp in the past. So.
I don't know if you could say that he's proven, but like I like to think that the coaches are aware of his potential, at least, and can give him some chances going forward.
Yeah.
Both those guys should go undrafted, though. There's no need to handcuff AP. I mean, the injury, yeah, obviously, but...
Defense isn't bad, though. I wouldn't mind taking a flyer on that defense if it falls to you. Like the 16th or 17th round or whatever it is.
Yeah, so Minnesota Vikings. There you go.
Yeah, we got one more NFC North team here.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Why did I skip to Minnesota?
That's why I was confused.
I was thinking Minnesota comes before Packers alphabetically.
It does. It does.
My bad. Oh, well, this is better anyway, saving the best for last.
Yeah.
Draft,
so much fantasy here.
Draft
so much.
Every single Packers you can. Josh Walker, right guard, draft him.
Draft him.
Yeah.
First right guard.
The third string right guard. Gotta take him. Andy Phillips, rookie center, who's not playing at all. Draft
take him.
Him.
Take him.
But no, with all due seriousness here, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, yeah, you take those guys.
Oh, yeah. Especially Nelson, man. He's going pretty low. He should be like a... I forgot who said it. It was Mike Clay. He said he should be like a second or third receiver picked over the production he's had the last 2 years.
Yeah, their ADP is pretty much right where it needs to be. Cobb is the 9th wide receiver. Nelson is the 7th wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has shown that he can definitely get both of them points. It's like any of them are going to cut into each other's work.
They got some depth at wide receiver, too. Dude.
It's a contract year for Cobb, too.
No, they just signed it this season. Both of them signed this year.
Yeah. Okay, great. And, well, they both have Super Bowls, too, right?
Yep.
Oh, the they seem like workhorses. Though.
Actually, no. I think Randall was the year after that, so he doesn't have a Super Bowl yet.
Like you call him by your first name, like on a first name basis with him.
Yeah, Randall. Yeah, me and Randall are friends.
Okay, Randall. This you said Randall. I could think it was Joseph Randall on the Cowboys. I'm like, what?
I was thinking of Randall Cunningham.
Julius Randall.
Julius Randall.
Orange Julius.
Orange Julius. Orange, you glad I said Randall?
Oh, Syracuse Orange. Syracuse Jim Brown. Draft Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
All right. Good night, folks.
Okay, so, that's a terrible way to go out. Let's keep going.
So, if you can get Nelson or Cobb in the late second round, totally do it. If you say you get a solid running back in the first round and there's still running backs left on the board, like Justin Forsett, C.J. Anderson, I wouldn't do two running backs. I would reach a little bit and take Nelson, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're getting out of him.
Exactly. He's
fairly consistent. Happy to have him on my team.
Yeah, Devonta Adams, too. I like him. If you get a later pick, do you know his position there?
Good thing we have it pulled up. Wide receiver 47. Yeah, so that would put him around like the 11th round or so, 12th round.
Yeah, Rodgers will get him the ball, too. They loved him last year, and they grew more comfortable as the year went on.
Yeah,
so get some looks.
Who was their third wide receiver before he got there?
They used to have Jennings. I don't know.
Remember Jermichael Finley?
I do remember Jermichael Finley.
Well, he's not there anymore.
He's not there anymore.
Andrew Corliss is, though, and He was late getting to training camp, though, because he had a very sad family emergency. Apparently, his daughter, like, died during birth. So
yeah, that's terrible to hear.
If Andrew Corliss is listening, which he almost surely is not, but if anybody is, definitely thoughts and prayers go out to him. Mm-hmm. It sucks really bad. So
yeah, it's terrible thing to have happen to someone.
So we're hoping that he has a good season. Packers tight end has always kind of been the more relevant position there, kind of like the Lions.
You'd think with all the passes being thrown around that they would get on some of this, but not really.
Yeah, but we'll see. Corliss right now is going off the board at your... This sounds like a Diplo song.
It does.
Is he? Oh, he might not even be going. I don't think he's even in like the top 20 tight ends.
What about Richard Rodgers? He on that? They used him for a bit last year.
Nope, he's not either. Wow, so,
yeah, so don't pick any Packers tight ends.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have to, actually. You should be able to get these Packers tight ends off the wire if you need to. So that's that. Aaron Rodgers, obviously. If you're in a league with a lot of people that don't really know what they're doing as well or don't take it too seriously, sorry you're not getting him because he's probably going to go off the board in like the top five.
Mm-hmm.
But
I wouldn't reach for him, but I mean, he's a – great quarterback, but he is not as good fantasy-wise as you think he'd be.
Yeah, because he gets sacked a lot, like you said.
Very conservative, yeah. You got to take the sack, then throw the ball out of bounds.
And in most leagues, for some stupid reason, the quarterbacks get penalized for sacks. Mm-hmm. That's not good if you're a Rodgers owner. And he's definitely not worth passing up on an elite wide receiver or running back for him. I don't really ever reach for quarterbacks. What's the earliest you would take Rodgers, though?
If he came in the second round yourself. Somehow.
Will you take him in the second round?
Yeah.
So that's a hypothetical. You're drafting in like the middle of the second round, and your wide receiver you could take is Randall Cobb or Alshon Jeffrey.
I think I'd rather go Jeffrey or Cobb, actually.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm getting at. I feel like third is as high as I would reach for him.
Third round, yeah.
But sounds even better. Then, like my only other options would have to be like Frank Gore at running back and like Andre Johnson at receiver or something. But if you do take him early, though, he'll produce for you. So I can't fault you for taking him early. Just, like I said, not a big fan of the quarterback early.
Yeah. Solid actual quarterback, not a little overrated fantasy-wise, I think.
So Eddie Lacy, people seem to think that he has one of the safest floors of all the running backs.
Yeah, look at him last year. He was terrible the first month of the season, then he finally got his stride going and finished really well.
Now here's the thing, though. We know he's battled concussion issues in the past. And sportsinjurypredictor.com has him listed as the fourth most likely running back to get injured again this year. So that puts him even higher. I got Darren McFadden. That already happened, though, so I guess you could take him off the list technically. But puts him higher than, like, Joik Bell, Jonathan Stewart. So, you know, are we wrong to trust this guy with our sometimes second or third overall pick, sometimes first overall pick?
I would go first. That's crazy. He's not even, like, the top option on that team. Never mind, like, number one fantasy, but... I mean, he's a big boy. He's a big boy. He won't get too banged up or anything.
Yeah, and injuries happen to everybody, especially as a running back. So
yeah, James Starks back in the lineup.
At the end of the day, if you're drafting fourth or fifth and Lacy's there, I still think you take him. He's still in a great situation. It's no running back by committee. He's the bell cow.
I'd still go Charles, Peterson, then Lacy.
Yeah, the Packers' run game has been a little better over the years. They've made an effort to try to get it up there. So, Lacy, solid top five running back, though. James Starks is the backup. Don't see him doing too much.
Nah, unless Lacy does get hurt. Even then, they'll probably throw a lot more than they used to.
Yeah, so, and the defense still looking good. Got Julius Peppers still. He's at 112.
They got their they addressed the secondary a little bit.
Clinton Dix and Sam Shields didn't do too well last year, though. I feel like every time I watched a Packers game, they were the ones getting burnt.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling Clinton Dix look over at the game tape and knows what he has to do this year. They got Demaryius Randall in the first round from Arizona State. Got another safety there, a cornerback.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're going to need some strong safeties and cornerbacks to keep up with Calvin, Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey. A lot of strong receivers in that division, mm-hmm. So... I wouldn't
mind. At least they know where their weaknesses are. That's good.
Yeah, I would take the Packers defense if I needed one in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So just, like I said, beware. Pay attention to the matchups.
Yeah, because they still have Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers. So.
Yeah. Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Matthews.
Ah.
All right. So, yeah, those are your previews for the AFC North and the NFC North. Let's not forget that Vikings Steelers is the Hall of Fame game. That's coming up Sunday night at 8. God, I can't wait, man. Even if it's only like one quarter of actual football. So, should we move on to some news?
Yeah, sure. Let's do some news.
All right. Yeah, I wish we had like a cool drop here to play for news.
Ooh. Some new ones are coming in right now as we're doing this.
Hey, Dan, I'm going to look up a drop here. So in the meantime, talk to the people about Meek Mill.
Meek Mill. R.I.P. Meek Mill. He's Drake officially killed him with all his rap battle stuffs.
People are saying that The Undertaker is now 21-2 at WrestleMania because Meek Mill used his song. It's interesting thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on.
They once said the Meek shall inherit the earth, but I don't think they were talking about this Meek because he obviously lost that battle.
Why is it so hard to find a soundbite? God,
I don't know.
All right, tell us your opinion on ranch dressing.
Ranch, love it, love it.
All right, hang on, I think I got it.
It goes on a lot of foods. Real sound effects. That's what you want to look up. Yeah, please tell us what that was for.
All right, that was our news drop.
Okay, yeah, news drop.
We don't do any drops on our podcast, even on the Pod Street beat. So
yeah, that's something we lack. But.
So we got to remember to fast forward that one after the sound bite.
I don't like the sound bite part.
Yeah, actually, we'll keep that. So, okay, so yeah, breaking news. What do you got for me?
All right, there's two Michael Floyd things here. Let's go with this. He suffered three broken fingers on his left hand in Wednesday's practice. Expected to miss 6 weeks. So, I mean, that goes right around the start of the regular season. So, he might miss week one.
So, I guess this means John Brown's going to get a bit of a bump, eh?
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald goes up in the ADP at all?
I mean, if Carson Palmer stays healthy, yeah. But if they have, like, their usual plethora of terrible quarterbacks, then maybe not.
I do think that the absence of Carson Palmer kind of fed into Larry Fitzgerald not doing so well last year.
Oh, yeah. When he had Kurt Warner, he was amazing.
Yeah. Even though he has Carson Palmer, he's fine, too. It's just, yeah, he had no one to throw to him toward the end of last season.
I don't get how a team could possibly make the playoffs and have, like, John Skelton throwing the ball.
Yeah, it makes you scratch your head sometimes.
Defense is just too good.
But, yeah, so Michael Floyd, just beware. He's probably going to come back, like, week two or three, I'm guessing, based on the length of time, they said. So, he's still worth drafting.
But. Oh, absolutely, but maybe not as high as you'd want him to get.
Yeah, so ADP is going to – actually, you know, it's not a bad thing. The ADP might actually be a little better for him. You get him a little later and he comes back super early.
Mm-hmm.
The Eli Manning commercial is on right now, the DirecTV.
Oh, yeah.
They turned Rob Lowe into Eli Manning. So, yeah, that's disappointing for Michael Floyd. So, what's going on in Dallas?
Oh, the running back situation is crazy there. Turns out maybe you can't run any running back behind that line because they're not a big fan of Joseph Randle right now. Cowboys Vice President Stephen Jones is leaving the door open for the team to add a free agent running back if needed.
Well, Pierre Thomas worked out for the Texans today. Didn't go so well contract-wise. They could try him. Yeah. Obviously, I said last week, Ray Rice would fit the Cowboy mold to a T.
Yeah. So, looks like he's pretty sorry for what he did. So, I mean, maybe he get a second chance from him. I don't know.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, Dunbar's not an answer. So, if it's not going to be Randle.
Yeah, they were really hoping McFadden stayed healthy, but that was kind of dumb on their part, but I think that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, it was nice of his hamstrings to take turns getting hurt. It's not like one of them is in commission.
That's teamwork right there with the hamstrings.
If only the Cowboys could play like Darren McFadden's hamstrings.
Maybe they should make a robot McFadden.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones has the money to make it happen.
Robo-Fadden.
A $6 million running back. That's actually a bargain.
So we'll have to pay attention to this. I really want to see how they do in preseason with Joseph Randle as their starting back. I mean, I feel like they're not going to sign anybody before the first preseason game.
Yeah, they don't like Randle too much, so they'll probably throw the ball a lot more this season.
I liked Randle, you know, back when I thought he was still going to be the starting guy. But let's not get too much into this, though. These reports out of camp are always iffy.
I mean, one underwear theft and the guy just drops all of a sudden. This
all goes to show, though, you know, you already know this out there, folks, but you shouldn't be drafting this early anyway, so don't draft this early. This is what happens.
You know, it could be a sleeper, though, speaking of not drafting early.
Well, I've actually thought, I'm pretty sure I know where you're going with this.
Because it's right on the screen right here.
Does his name rhyme with P.V. Monson?
How'd you know?
Because I'm looking at your screen.
Yeah, it's Stevie Johnson, now on the Chargers.
I actually did like him as a sleeper earlier this year, too.
Yeah, he was on the Niners last year. Didn't see too much playing time because Kaepernick kind of sucks at throwing the ball.
So, Keenan Allen, he's kind of come back to earth hype-wise. I think he'll still have a good season.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of room there, too, for Stevie Johnson to have a lot of catches as well. Eddie Royal's gone. Antonio Gates, who had the most touchdowns on the team last year, is
suspended for first four games. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got to go somewhere. And yeah.
Rivers is really excited about him. He's saying he's off to a heck of a start, and he's the one guy he was most excited about.
Between Royal and Gates last year, they had 19 touchdowns. So Gates is out for a quarter of the season. Just take 3 of his 12. Mm-hmm. That's like 10 touchdowns there that are up for the grabs. And Stevie Johnson, man. Melvin Gordon is having trouble catching balls, I'm hearing, out of training camp. So
he never really caught too many passes out of college anyways. So.
Danny Woodhead could maybe chip into it a little bit, but I don't really see him being a huge problem.
No. So Stevie Johnson get a multitude of different looks from Phillip Rivers throughout the year. He's not a bad one to pick up late.
And let's check his ADP. He might even be going undrafted right now. A lot of Johnsons here.
A lot of Johnsons.
Yeah, a lot of Johnsons.
There you go, Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, wide receiver 60. You can get Stevie Johnson in any draft you're doing, pretty much.
Yeah.
So if it's like the end of the draft, you already have a solid base of receivers and running backs, 5 of each at least. Yeah, take Stevie Johnson. Give him a try. I'm going to do it.
This is our little secret, though. Don't be telling people about him.
Shh.
That's right.
So no big secret here. Arian Foster likes to get injured a lot.
That is no big secret.
If you were following the Twitter feed at BSB Fantasy Board yesterday, saw us talking about him a lot. He's actually flying to Philadelphia today to have surgery on the what did he do? Is a groin muscle again?
Yeah, groin leg something. Yeah.
So apparently, this Philadelphia doctor works on a lot of serious injuries. He did Andre Ellington surgery. So if he's coming to Philly for the surgery, you know it's serious. They're saying that he's probably going to be kept out until about week 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe you want to take him super late and sit on him. But to me, I think he's undraftable. It sucks. The mock draft we did last week, if you listen to the podcast, he was my first pick at 11 off the board. And I took Alfred Blue to handcuff him. That's not even doing too well. Apparently, they don't seem to be committed to him. They worked out Pierre Thomas today.
I don't know why they couldn't come to agreement there if you really need the running back.
Yeah, it sounded like they wanted to give him the veterans minimum, and Thomas didn't want to take that. But, like, yeah, you need him, and I can't imagine you're paying your quarterbacks a lot of money or a lot of these other positional players.
Yeah,
the Texans. So.
Are the Texans ever going to be serious about winning a championship or what? Like, you got to get a player like that.
Yeah, so you got nobody to throw to your awesome receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. And
Ryan Fitzpatrick still?
Yeah, your run game just plummeted. There's a chance you might be the worst team in this division this year if you're not careful. Your defense... They can win you games, but I don't expect them to win you like 10 or 11 games, you know? AFC South is just, God, going to be a terrible division.
We have some other news staying in the AFC South. As much as the Titans have been raving over Marcus Mariota, they have not been raving over another draft pick they had this year, Dorial Green Beckham.
He's had some problems in the past.
Yeah, he apparently gained some weight since he was drafted. He's dropping the ball a lot of practice. He's got a long way to go. So, I mean, I don't know. It was even worth picking up this year as a rookie at all.
He was another one of those guys that people kind of like to hype up as one of these like 7 or 8 wide receivers that are going to perform well this year.
He had that potential coming out of college too, but he was a troublemaker.
It's just, the whole Titans team is a fantasy dumpster fire too. Probably wouldn't touch Green Beckham. You know, maybe some, actually if you're in an auction draft, I would totally float his name out there in like the first or second rounds just to kind of get people confused. Maybe somebody bids on him thinking it's Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
That was like when there was a Julian Jones in the league last year. You try to trick people into thinking it was Julio Jones.
Yeah, I did that with Ryan Braun one year. I was doing a fantasy baseball one. There's a Ryan Braun, the pitcher on the Angels that
nice.
Year. And someone bid on him instead.
Nice. Serenity now.
Let's see who else. Earl Thomas is clear for training camp, so the Seahawks defense should be getting back to normal. I mean, we kind of expected that.
Jay Ajayi down in Miami, he was another pick of mine in the fantasy draft last week to back up my running back Lamar Miller. He's not looking so well, apparently. The Dolphins are pretty disappointed with him in training camp, so it's looking like Damian Williams might go in there and steal that RB2 job.
It would be bad to pick him up late round.
Yeah.
Handcuff him with Lamar Miller.
It's just like, who did you pick? It was up in the air, and now it's looking like not Jay Ajayi, so...
Yeah. Well, so,
Tevin Coleman in Atlanta, sidelined with a hamstring strain. This shouldn't matter, though, because I've advised in the past to just completely avoid Atlanta's running game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anybody.
It's dumpster fire there, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. Speaking of running backs to avoid, Zach Stacy with the Jets. It looks like the Jets might cut him before it's over.
Wouldn't that be great? He, like, complained and begged for a trade after the Rams drafted Gurley. Now he's going to get cut from the Jets. Is Darrell Richardson still on that team, I wonder?
Yeah, that's how bad my team was last year. He was my RB1.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was an off year.
You didn't know, man. Damn. You had no way of knowing. And reports out of Denver are that Gary Kubiak made it clear the other day that he intends to use a bell cow approach in his system. Obviously, CJ Anderson being that guy. So that should help give you a little bit of confidence if you were thinking of drafting Anderson in the first round. Maybe you're picking 9th or 10th in your 12-man league. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I'm still not high on the Denver running back situation, but can't fault you for taking CJ Anderson.
Yeah, especially he looks solid.
Especially after the shining endorsement from Kubiak.
Mm-hmm. What else? We were talking about Giants receivers earlier. James Jones signed the one-year $950,000 deal. But it looks like he's a threat to Ruben Randle's playing time. So he could be the wide receiver 3 on that team before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think if he takes anybody's job there, it'd be Ruben Randle, who, yeah, like we said, Giants fans like seem to love for an unnecessarily large amount.
Yeah, it's because the same first and last initial, the RR.
All I can think about with Ruben Randle is how I can't find those Lay's chips anywhere, the ones that taste like Ruben sandwiches.
Oh, I need those. I need the Ruben ones.
Find those. As soon as we find those people, we'll do another Pod Street Beat podcast. That's, of course, our other podcast on the Broad Street Beat Network.
The more famous one, so for now.
For now, yeah. This is one, that one we like to talk about nonsense. This one we like to talk about football.
Yeah, not nonsense.
Of the fantasy variety.
There's a little nonsense in there.
Yeah. So, I guess that's pretty much all the news for today.
Yeah. There's always news, but we're not doing anymore.
All right, let's take us out. Today's news was brought to you by Tordo's Flavor Dust, now in salsa and sour cream flavor.
Tordo's, lust the dust.
All right. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps up everything here. The news is done.
Yeah, we're a little over an hour
division
now.
Division previews. Oh, yeah. Wow. Whew, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I got to make chicken, maybe some rice, get some lunch going for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Lunch is
important.
What are you going to do, man?
Probably watch TV for a little bit. And then.
Awesome. Yeah. There's going to be football on that TV on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. All right, guys. So, once again, broadstreetbeat.com/fantasy. At BSB Fantasy Board on the Twitters. We're not on anything else.
That's it for now.
Yeah. So, from the Tordo's Flavor Dust Studio in fabulous northwestern Philadelphia, I'm Ben.
I'm Dan.
And we'll see you next week.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned indeed. The span was Jefferson Airplane, and then they were Jefferson Starship. Where do you go from there?
You don't go anywhere from there. Stay as a starship.
Jeffersonium Falcon.
Ooh. Yeah, so if I had to buy stock in one Michael Jordan right now, it would be Michael B. Jordan. He's got that Fantastic Four movie coming out. He's an MJ, too, at this point.
Yo, Michael B. Jordan. You know what the real Michael Jordan was lacking?
What?
Middle initials.
He didn't have one.
Could you take him seriously?
I couldn't.